Brilliance Audio presents Now, Then, and Everywhen by Risa Walker. Performed by Kate Rudd and Eric G. Dove.
From the New York Daily Intrepid, August 3, 1966. Boycotts and bonfires over Beatles remarks. Birmingham, Alabama. Disc jockeys from around the country have banned songs by the British band The Beatles in the wake of John Lennon's comments recently printed in Teen Magazine Datebook. Lennon's statement that the Fab Four are currently more popular than Jesus has sparked outrage and calls for a boycott of the band's upcoming 13-city U.S. tour. A spokesman for the group has confirmed that Lennon did in fact make this remark in an interview with London journalist Maureen Cleave back in March. The singer also noted that he was unsure which would last longer, Christianity or rock and roll. Two Birmingham DJs have called on listeners to send any Beatles albums, posters, or souvenirs to their station, WAQY, to be used in a Beatles bonfire on August 19th, when the group is scheduled to perform in Memphis, Tennessee. Other disc jockeys throughout the South and elsewhere have scheduled similar events. The Ku Klux Klan has also entered the controversy, with Dale Walton, Mississippi's Imperial Wizard of the Knights of the Green Forest, imploring teens to cut their Beatle wigs off and contribute them to a public burning to protest the upcoming tour. 1. Tyson, Objectivist Club, Washington, E.C., July 21, 2304. Richard Veer tips back the last of his drink and looks me directly in the eye. You need to relax, Tyson. A minor mistake like that isn't going to have a ripple effect. If it had caused so much as a blip on the timeline, you'd have gotten a message from Angelo. And you wouldn't be here right now. You'd be back at HQ working with a cleanup crew to undo whatever you did. Believe me, that's what happened to Armin, the music historian who preceded me.
Did they fire him?
Yep. Reclassified as manual laborer. I think he's on a water reclamation project somewhere in Australia now.
Richard manages to hold a straight face, but only for a moment.
No, they didn't fire him. He finished out 14 years and retired from field work, like anyone else. He's off teaching somewhere now, raising kids, living the good life. I'm just saying mistakes do happen from time to time, but they'll let you know. And they'll work with you to fix it. No message means nothing.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?